the worst.
Right now, we have our Cinco de Four pack in the house. Joining us today, we have Josh, Jolene, Martha, and Jen. Josh has a 90-mile commute. My goodness, that's quite a travel you have there, my friend. Josh, go ahead. Step up. Mert, hold up the Nipsiata again.
And blindfold him.
Mr. Reed will be doing the blindfolds.
The update on the Nipsiata, it looks pretty defeated.
It's getting beat. So any hit now could be the money shot, for lack of a better term.
Right. And when the stuff falls, and people just grab what they want.
Everybody can grab.
Well, they need to get in a better position then. Because she's way back there. I don't think she's going to have a shot at it.
I'm knocking him out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, this could be better.
Hold her shot, Jen. Watch that chair, Jen. You're in the line
of
fire.
I'm getting out of here.
Here we go. Right.
I just had to finish something. This requires everybody to run like hell.
Olay, olay, olay. Earl David Reed blindfolding Josh now.
Now you're going to get blocked back here in the corner if you don't get around.
No,
but you don't want to get too close.
The Nipsiata. This will be available for you to see all of this madness.
You can tell the excitement is building because we're getting closer.
Ready.
Go ahead, Josh. Give it a whack.
Ooh. Go ahead. One more.
One more.
Oh, yeah, you're holding back. There we go.
Okay.
He's like batting practice. Not the, I almost swore. Not the,
it's a check swing. That wasn't even a full swing. That's okay. I value all my stuff in here.
The lovely Jolene is next.
Yes, she is.
Microbiologist who likes to play Dungeons and Dragons, of all things.
Now, if you notice, Nips, we've got a good solid crack, I think, in the back of your head.
Yes.
And the bottom looks like it's about ready to fall out. Just like a normal day.
I can feel it a little bit. I'm telling you, it's a little bit voodoo going on here.
You know,
Earl's taking Mert on the side here.
Yeah, always fighting with Mert.
Pain in the ass, you know? You're like a fart that won't come out, you know? Just, goodness.
All right, give it a go here.
Oh, wait, I didn't swing her. Oh. I didn't spin.
All right, Jolene, one spin, two spins. Ole!
Now crack it.
Give it a whack!
Hit it.
Oh! Ooh.
Look at it, half your face just flew.
Oh!
Juice. She got you above the eye.
No, nope, let it sit. Let's go to somebody else.
All right, Martha.
All right.
We are dangling by a hair and a piece of paper mache in the back.
It's close.
Now, this is going to be interesting. Remember, if you hear us scream, just whip this thing off and start
hiding
on the front.
Hey, Nips, why is there snow on your hat?
I don't want you to be at a disadvantage.
Did you notice that?
I'm not sure how she decorated that with snow. I'm not sure.
She differentiated your hat from your head.
I'm telling you, this thing is close to going, Jennifer.
We got maybe one more hit left.
Here we go. Give it a whack. Martha!
Right in the face.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, there
you go, Mert.
It fell down. Hold on.
Your head just went flying across the studio.
So weird.
What's even... There's a big hole in the back of your head.
Even better, there are people in other studios trying to ignore us. And you can't ignore the fact that there's a massive head.
Careful, Mert, okay? Go ahead, Martha. Give me that!
Uh-oh.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, she went rogue.
Wait. Something just fell out.
There goes a water bottle and a piece of candy.
Are you supposed to die for that?
Will somebody get it?
Will somebody get it? Surprise. Yeah, all right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, sure. Okay. Laffy Taffy.
There's a candy over there.
Give me the Laffy Taffy. All right.
This is Jen from Mannheim and customer service.
All right, this is going to be interesting now, Nip.
Jen?
Been listening to the program since the beginning.
As soon as you hear this thing go, you're going to have to rip off your opinion or your sombrero. And oh, she already took it off. She's ready to go.
I have a feeling she's going to end up with
you have to rip off the blindfold. We've got a T-shirt dangling out of it.
Remember, she's got the stick.
Yeah,
that's correct. She has the stick, as Earl Dave Reed.
Oh, and I figured out, look, I think they... Hey, intern Brittany, did you guys clear a case putting this thing together? Is that made out of a beer box? Yeah.
It's like wire.
Watch out, Mert's got to set it up. All right, up on the pole it goes.
Uh-oh.
There she goes.
Oh, there's stuff flying. Oh, get it. Run. Now they're digging for the tickets. They're like, I don't know what they're in.
They could, Cinco
de Madness.
There's a bag. What's that?
Cinco de Madness.
And a pencil.
She's good over here. She just cleaned up.
Who put the pencils in there? Who puts pencils in a pinata?
Glue on the pencils.
Ew.
I think glue on
more candy, less pencils.
Pencils?
There's a hacky sack.
How about a toothbrush? Is that in there too?
Oh, that's like going Halloweening and getting one of those lame gifts.
All right, has everybody picked everything up?
Okay. Who got what? Oh, I want that. Well, give me that.
When the smoke cleared, who won the Van Halen tickets?
I don't know. Let's see. Everyone's out looking at what they
have. Dig through your goods.
Very exciting.
Somebody has to have them, and we don't know what they were packaged
in. No, we don't. And only Brittany knows.
I know who won the Van Halen.
Oh, you do?
Let's see.
Do you want them to find them?
Is it Josh, Jolene, Martha, or Jen? Our Cinco de Four pack here in the studio today, hitting the Nipshada. Lots of
Jen got a Kid Rock CD.
Ooh.
She got a bunch of candy. She got free bowling. Compliments of Meineke.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, she got Lindor chocolate.
Wow, where do they have all that stuff hiding?
Yeah, I know.
And a pencil.
We should be diving on new stuff. All right. Well, people don't know. Wait.
There we go. Come on up here. She's got the golden ticket.
Tell everybody your name, my dear.
My name is Martha.
Martha's the winner of the Van Halen ticket. Beating the Nipshada to death. The poor Nipshada.
Are we all class or what? Is this the best we could come up with? Was an index card with the word Van Halen written on it?
It was in a velour bag.
It was in a velour bag. Okay.
This is a top-notch operation here.
That's like turd decoration. Amazing. Is what that is. That's all right. We'll take it.
Polish away.
And you know, it was so funny when it broke. They were all so polite.
Excuse me. Sorry. Can I have that?
Well, you know why? Because there's three women and one man. If it were four dudes, then a whole different story.
Let me tell you something. If it were like a garter thing, the women would have been diving for it. I think it was fine. And he didn't end up getting them. They were nice, but I mean, you know.
How about that? Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
Where's Jolene? Come say hi to us quickly while we have some time.
Hello.
Hello, Jolene. Thank you for joining us today for the four pack.
Well, thanks for having me.
You want to say hi to anybody today?
No.
Ole?
Ole.
Thank you very much.
She's quiet, but when she picked up that bat, she got all saucy.
Where's Josh? Josh, come say hi to everybody on the program today. There is Josh.
Good morning.
There he is. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
90 miles, that's a hell of a ride.
It is.
What kind of work is that you do?
Just warehouse work.
There's plenty of jobs in this area.
There are, but just haven't found anything else.
We got 9,000 commercials for a job fair, Josh.
I smell apathy, Josh. I know. All right.
That's 90 miles, that's rough. Are you a married guy or anything like that, Josh?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Family to feed. Yep. Where's Jen?
I thought he was trying to get away from the family. I don't know. My brain works differently.
Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Congratulations to you for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is quite an opportunity. We had lots of emails to join us today for the six-pack, or four-pack, I should say.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too. I still can't get over how polite everybody was. And what made it even funnier, no one wanted the candy.
You
know what it is? And you know, shame on this place, too. And this has nothing to do with you, Brittany, but they put some ratty-ass taffy in there. We're surrounded by 9,000 chocolate factories. You can't get a piece of chocolate
in there?
I do
love Laffy Taffy.
They didn't even give me candy. I had to find that in my house.
Oh,
I had to randomly solicit that.
I wondered where. I'm sorry.
Tommy Tucker in the head with it. How about that?
It was caramel.
It was caramel apple. I got that. I had to get that out of my own personal supply. Because I didn't even get candy. He gave me pencils. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Shame on Tommy Tucker. We don't put pencils in a pinata.
You know what's funny? I've never met anyone that has a worse judgment on prizes in my life. I mean, he just doesn't understand what, like.
It's a wonder he didn't shove a Levitra clock in there.
He had that Levitra clock in there, too. Remember the 10-year-old one, Ned?
Yes, I do.
Okay, where's...
He's got to wait 60 years for that thing he needs.
Where's Martha?
Levitra.
There's your ticket. There's the real tickets. Not just a written on a card.
That is so funny.
You got them. There you go.
I guess you have to ask yourself, if you're the prize person, what would I like to get for nothing that would make me smile? That's the basis right there, right?
Seems
there.
Simple enough.
I mean, anyone ever happy when they find a pencil?
A pencil and a pinata. That is tremendous.
I hit the Nipshada and all I got was a pencil. Maybe that should be the t-shirt we give away.
I'm glad you guys came in though. Did you have fun beating on Nips?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. They cracked you right in half, right under the nose.
But the hat's still intact, Nips. You can wear that.
There you go. That's good. The Nipshada. The official People's Morning Show Facebook page. Brittany took video of this whole ordeal, we'll say.
It smells like paste. We'll get to see the video online.
Keep the head part of it, too, because you can wear that for, we can make it for the Harrisburg Parade this year.
How long did it take you to make that?
Good use of recycling.
Took about, since we talked about it, what was that, like 3 weeks?
Wow.
3 weeks.
That's see, a lot that, of work.
It took that long to dry.
There's your A right there. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, no one else is going to do that.
C minus, but okay, A, I guess we'll say.
But I solicited all the supplies, so I did it for free.
Oh, well, I told you to give me, write up a PO thing, and then I'll take care of it.
No, no, don't do that.
I'm good expense for report.
I'm good for that.
Oh, and by the way, you owe a dollar, because I told you every time I saw you without your sombrero, you would owe a dollar.
It's hard. It was hard to film, and
I walked by the production studio. She's all alone by herself in the dark. She still had it on. But you have it off now, so
we'll
it up.
We'll take care of some business.
Look at that.
Back.
That's got to be a rule about them forcing you to be a Mexican.
We don't get it.
I can't understand one word.
But
one word.
It works.
Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
I'm sorry.
The People's Morning Show on 105.7 The X.